Good morning. It's Saturday, 12th of December. Our first reading for today is Job chapter 14. This is a continuation of Job speaking. I'm going to read to you from Ralph Lovelock once again. I read, with the 14th chapter, Job has returned again to the problem of purpose in life. But that important word, salvation, which had slipped in almost unsought, now begins to guide the development. Man is of short duration, and in his own case, life is almost over. He, as an hireling, has accomplished his day, and is fleeing like a shadow and abiding not. How then, if God is the salvation of men who seek him, can man, who is mortal, receive such salvation? The three had already answered that man received it as an abundant blessing and lack of suffering in this life. With this view, Job himself would have concurred before he was stricken, but now, in his own bitter experience, he knows that this is not necessarily true. He has already told them that it is their lack of experience which deceives them. He said in chapter 12, verse 5, in the thought of him that is at ease, there is contempt for misfortune. It is ready for them whose foot slippeth. He now proceeds to consider in what manner it would be possible for him to receive salvation from God, likening himself, for a moment, to a tree which has been cut down. He contrasts his own lack of hope with the case of the tree, which will, in fact, recover and sprout again. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the spirit, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the river decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not, till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be roused out of their sleep. This very insistence on the permanency of death, till the heavens be no more, there shall be no awakening, arouses a desire in his heart, which points the way to a salvation which would be satisfying, a salvation which would answer all his problems, an awakening out of death. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in Sheol, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my warfare would I wait till my release should come. Thou shouldest call, and I would answer thee. Thou wouldest have a desire to the work of thine hands. For one inspired moment the light had blazed, and all the tinsel of mortal existence had faded before such a vision. But he turns with fresh hopelessness to what he considers the true position, and continues in his despondency. But now thou numberest my steps. Dost thou not watch over my sin? And thou destroyest the hope of man, for thou prevailest for ever against him, and he passeth. Out of the fire of affliction has sprung the very centre of man's hope, that which had never crossed the mind of the three, because they were at ease and self-satisfied, would never have crossed Job's mind also, but for the disciplinary hand of God. Once having seen, once having realised to the full both the need and the possibility, Job could never be the same again, but slowly and gradually the whole orientation of his life must change. And so it must change for us with the realisation of the salvation that has been made available to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to me.